Last night at the Empire Theatre was the press night for Anything Goes. Now, Anything Goes is a classic. I'd say it's old school musical theatre. So it's not a modern musical like shows that are out there. This is old school. This is classic musical theatre at its best. And last night was the press night and it didn't disappoint. It was beautiful. It was like drinking fine champagne. It was wonderful. And the production was stunning. There was 50 cast and an ensemble. It's huge.
Is that big? Is
it? Huge. Right, okay. So it's a multi Tony Award winning musical, and the music and the lyrics are by Cole Porter. But it's directed, this is interesting, it's directed and choreographed by Tony Award winning American lady called Kathleen Marshall, who I'd like to add is the first and only woman who has directed a play, directed a musical and choreographed a musical on Broadway.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely amazing. The choreographed routines are just
stunning, are they?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of tap in there, tap dance, which I love. I used to be a tap dancer. Beautiful.
Could you just explain the plot for me of Anything Goes? Where is it set? Is it on a cruise ship? Have I got that right?
So cruise liner that's bound from New York to London. So there's a character called Billy Crocker, who is a stowaway, and he's in love with a woman called heiress Hope Harcourt. Now, she is engaged to a gentleman called Lord Evelyn Oakley, unfortunately for Billy. There's also a nightclub singer on there called Reno Sweeney and public enemy number 13, Moonface Martin. And these characters try and help Billy Crocker win over heiress Hope Harcourt.
So it's a little bit like the plot of the Titanic, except hopefully the ship's all right.
Well,
in the
it
end.
Is. It's like there's a love triangle that goes on.
Yeah, okay.
And, but there's just silly antics in it, and there's funny moments in there with all the characters, how they're trying to help Billy Crocker win over the love of his life. And it's just great because the set is obviously the cruise ship, and they're on board and they're on deck, and then you see them beneath deck in their cabins, and it's a beautiful, huge set of this cruise liner. Costumes are stunning. They really are beautiful. And there's massive numbers in the show, like Anything Goes, You're the Top, I Get a Kick Out of You. And it's brilliant. And dance numbers are just like sensational.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I was literally on the edge of my seat. My stomach was pulling me onto that stage last night.
Oh, my goodness.
I was just in awe of it. It was just a jaw opener, you know.
And so it's on tour around the rest of the country?
Yeah, yeah, it's the UK tour. So there's a huge run for the whole year. But as I say, there was a press night last night. It was a full house. You know, everybody got a standing ovation at the end, which is great. Liverpool crowds are good at doing that.
You always say the Liverpool crowd is...
Oh, they go wild.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they're like crazy. But as I said to you before, if they love a show, they'll let you know.
Yeah.
If they don't love a show, they'll let you know. So, and that's what I love about the Liverpool people. You know, they're not...
shy to share their opinion.
Oh, no, they just let it, you know, they just say what they want. You know, if they're not happy, then, you know, they let you know.
Yeah.
But that's good. And, you know, you could see the cast on stage when there was a standing ovation. You just saw their faces light up. It was just rich. It was full of colour. It was music was just sensational. The orchestra was great. The overture at the beginning was fabulous. It's definitely a show to watch. And can I just tell you, sorry, I'm waffling on now.
Of course you can.
The cast in it, there's some huge names in it. Kerry Ellis, who plays Reno Sweeney, she's recognised as the leading lady of West End. She's done so many shows. You've got Dennis Lawson, who plays Moonface Martin. He's got huge film credits, including Star Wars, The Man in the Iron Mask. He's got big movie and theatre credits. Simon Callow, who plays Elijah Whitney, he's done a lot of theatre and also TV, Midsummer Murders, Mystery of Charles Dickinson, and musical theatre legend, my hero, Bonnie Langford.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it? You always mentioned good old Bonnie, you? You love Bonnie.
She's fabulous. Oh. There's a huge cast in it. Brilliant.
Amazing.
Brilliant. So get tickets. I don't know if it's a sellout, but
need to go. Claudine Hope Theatre rating out of 10?
I'd give it a 10 out of 10, for sure. But if you love musical theatre and you're serious about theatre, it's definitely a one to watch. If you want something that's a bit more modern, it might not be your bag, but I love it.
Yeah.
I love the whole package. It's great.
Oh,
definitely go and see it.
Amazing. That's Anything Goes at the Empire. Claudine recommends it. 10 out of 10. That's Claudine Hope, our showbiz and theatre correspondent here on Liverpool Live.
On air, online, on your smart speaker and on your mobile. This is Liverpool Live News.